You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro potting soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro potting soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Jenna is on the phone today, and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Pete. We're going to help her find out why in just a second. But first, Jenna, how long has it been since you heard from Pete?
It's been a week or so, I'd say.
And how many times have you reached out to him?
I reached out a few times. I haven't heard anything. You know, we had a great first date. We met at a sports bar.
Okay.
I met him on Hinge. And then we found out that we have like some mutual friends. And, you know, they were like, yeah, you guys definitely need to hang out. So
you met him on Hinge. And then you found out you had mutual friends. And then you told your friends and they were like, yeah, you guys would be a good fit?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us about the date.
So we went to a sports bar. You know, our mutual friends both said that we're laid back. So we both decided to just go to a sports bar, get some wings and some beers. And, you know, he was such a gentleman the whole time. He opened the door for me and he even let out my chair. That's never happened before. And I just don't know. He's super hot. He's like a 10 out of 10, a gentleman okay. And super good looking. So I'm really into him.
How was the personality?
Great personality. I mean, his mannerisms were A1. You know, the thing is, I noticed he was using a napkin when eating the wings.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I can think about why he ghosted me was maybe I was like licking my fingers. When I was eating my wings, that might have grossed him.
Rather than using a napkin or like washing them?
Yeah, he was like using a napkin. He was really like prim and proper. I don't want him to think like I'm this gross girl.
He's the weird one in my opinion. You're supposed to lick your fingers after you eat wings.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
What is this, Downton Abbey?
Right?
I mean,
give me some tea with that
wing. My lips and everything, they were good.
That's the only thing you can think of is maybe he thought that you were a barbarian because you were licking your fingers instead of using a napkin like a classy lad?
That's the only thing I can think about.
So what was your last interaction like?
I texted him to let him know, like, what a great date. And he just never responded.
Huh.
I mean, the end of the date, it was great, you know?
Did you, like, kiss or anything?
We did. We had a little small. It wasn't, like, you know, tonguing down, but...
Sure.
The conversation was really well. I mean, he talked about his grandparents and how he admired their relationship. And we talked about music. We have a lot of artists that we like, some of the same artists. And
music compatibility is really important on a date.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, it was pretty light, laid back. I mean, what really got me is that he was just such a gentleman. I've never had that before.
Okay.
Never. And he completely ghosted me.
Okay, well, we'll see if we can figure it out. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him, and then ask him why he's ghosting you, see if he tells us, and then maybe get you another date if you still want one, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll play a song, come back, and get your first date follow-up next.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with The Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out The Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Jenna is on the phone and she's getting ghosted by Pete. So we're about to call him and see if we can figure out why he's getting ghosted and maybe get her another date if she's still into it after she hears the reason. Before we do that though, Jenna, why don't you catch everybody up on your time with Pete?
My time with Pete was incredible. He's an awesome guy. He's everything that I'm looking for in a man. He's really good looking. And I just don't know what happened. I text him and never heard anything back from him. We just have so much in common. Common friends, common music. I mean...
Except for he's a napkin user, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for he's a napkin user, right? So I think that was the issue. If I had to assume, I was licking my fingers when I was eating my chicken wings and he was using a napkin. So
yeah, I mean, the only weird thing about that would have been if you would have grabbed his napkin and then licked the napkin clean as well.
That would have been
weird. Very but the
weird.
Fingers, I don't see that as a weird thing. All right, we're about to call him. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Pete, please?
Yeah, this is Pete.
Hey, Pete, how are you? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show, and it's called The Jubal Show.
Yeah, hi, Pete. The show is here as well. My name is Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Hi.
How's it going?
Yeah, I mean, it's going okay. What's going on?
Have you ever listened to the show before?
Yeah, no, I've listened to the show, and, I mean, did I win something? I mean, that would be great.
Maybe. You could have won something. I'm not really sure yet.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you've heard a first date follow-up before, but that's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then you get ghosted, you can email us to get that person on the phone and ask why you're getting ghosted. So you are currently ghosting somebody and they want to know why.
Oh, okay. Who am I ghosting?
You don't know who you're ghosting? Have you gone on any dates and just stopped talking to somebody recently?
Oh, you guys are talking about Jenna, aren't you?
Yes.
So, yeah, no, Jenna, I mean, don't get me wrong. I had a lot of fun on the date. You know, I thought we, you know, shared a bunch of mutual interests and she seemed very engaged in everything. But I don't know what happened, but a couple drinks in and she starts calling me Steve. And I understand that, you know, Pete and Steve kind of sound the same. Definitely have, you know, certain consonants at play here. So I don't know why. And I was trying to like write it off, you know, but, yeah, no, she kept calling me Steve. And it was a turnoff. It seemed disrespectful. I don't know if she has a thing for a guy named Steve. She's still hung up on somebody. I don't know.
Did you say anything to her when she called you Steve? Did you correct her? Did you ask who Steve was?
At first she was like slurring her words a little bit. And don't get me wrong. Like I can hold my own when it comes to alcohol and I've dealt with a couple of lightweights in my day. So I didn't think much of it, but then I realized, you know, yeah, it wasn't any kind of mistake. She was definitely saying Steve over and over again. So it really started to wear on me. I didn't want to say anything and I didn't want to also like cause any kind of scene. I didn't want to be disrespectful to her because she was, you know, getting more and more intoxicated and whatnot. So I just decided to call it there. One time I was trying to get things back on track and I was like telling her a story about, you know, trying to throw my name in there. I was like, you know, a friend was like, hey, Pete. And I was like, yeah. And they were like, Pete, can you do this for me? You know, I was trying to like reiterate and she wasn't getting the hint. I don't know. So that's why I haven't followed up. That's why I haven't like returned any texts or anything, just because I felt a bit disrespected, a bit dejected because, you know, I don't want her mistaking me for some other dude, you know?
That's fair. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for telling us, Steve. Appreciate that.
Pete, yeah, we know. Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. Thanks for that. That's great. Now your entire listenership, I appreciate that. My name is Pete.
Pete.
On the record.
Got you, Pete. Well, hey, guess what? On the record, Jenna is actually on the phone too, and she's listening and wants to talk to you. She's been listening this whole time.
Oh, goodness. Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Hi. And hi, Jenna.
It's Pete.
Hi, Pete. I'm so sorry. I was super nervous on our date and I apologize completely. Steve is my boss and I'm with
him
all day. And it's just kind of by default. I don't want to say anything because we're on the radio and he might be listening in. So great boss. But yeah, I work a lot and I try to do my job as best I can. So I'm a little bit of a workaholic, so please forgive me. I know your name is Pete, and I just asked for a second chance to get it right.
I'm sorry. I can't get over this boss thing. Victoria, can you imagine going on a date and calling somebody Jubal?
Absolutely not. <Yeah. laughs> If he texts me to ask any questions, I purposely later.
I know, Jenna, when you're nervous, things happen, but that's so funny.
I know. I would have never imagined that was the reason. I'm so sorry. How many times did I call you Steve?
I mean, I lost count after the first 11. So.
You went in on the Steve.
Oh, my God.
You probably called him Steve more times than you called him Pete.
Admittedly, no, I can appreciate, you know, the work ethic and everything, and I can appreciate having a hard boss, so... that is, I'm glad it's not an ex. That's understandable.
Yeah, I'm not into anybody. I have no one in my life. I'm totally interested in seeing where things go with you and I. So just to make that clear.
Pete, would you like to go out with Jenna again on another date? We'll pay for it.
You know, that sounds like a lot of fun. I did have fun on the day with Jenna and, you know, just as long as there are no other names tossed around besides Pete and Jenna, then I'm okay. That's fine.
We'll find a place to send you that involves name tags, just to be safe.
Just bring your own. Hello, yeah. My name is.
Yeah, please. Let's go.
Jubal's First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.